having fun with this topic, man. Give us a call. 602-805-0101. Was it worth it? Was it worth it when you got jail time? Okay. Stemming from this girl that got locked up. She was at Costco. I guess she wanted to kick off that weekend and decided she wanted to be a Costco employee instead of hooking up people with free shots.
Yeah. She was there for about an hour just handing things out, chanting, getting people hyped for the weekend.
The weekend mode activated is what I think she said.
Kirkland Tequila. Hey, Sincere coming. I was dying laughing when I heard this story. And, you know, I was just thinking, I was like, it's probably just worth it for her to share that story. I'm sure she's the cool auntie, cool mom, can share that story with her grandchildren. Yeah, she was probably a little intoxicated, but no one got hurt.
No, it was fine. We're just having a good time. Costco's for adults, you know?
We're just having a good time? Like, it was your idea?
I wish I was there, to be honest.
For real, right?
Love to see that.
Sienna's trying to bail her out, as we speak right
exactly.
now.
Should do that on the weekends. They should just give them your ID and stuff like that. I mean, I have kind of something similar to a story like that. I remember being in college, and we went to this house party. And when we left the house party, we all jammed it in this one big van. You know, we had a designated driver, and we ended up getting pulled over by a cop maybe just a minute later. And this cop has us sitting down on the curb, and a couple of the girls next to me that I know thought that they could outrun the cop. So as they're like getting all our information, making sure everybody's 21, these girls just get up and dart. They just Usain Bolt it.
Oh, they really try like outrun him, like
they
run away?
To outrun the cops.
Why? So, do they have drugs on them? What was the point of?
They were just drunk. And they were like, hey, let's see if we can just outrun it. Obviously, they didn't want to get in trouble. Who knows if they had a record? I have no idea.
Were they wearing heels?
No, they weren't wearing heels.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because they're big disadvantage there if that's the case.
They went to ASU. They had dirty Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Or just dirty feet, one of the two.
Yeah,
so they run. They obviously don't outrun this cop. And the cop told us after that no one was going to go to jail had we had just sat there.
Right.
But he ended up having to take these girls to jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And long story short, just fast forwarding it, a year later, I guess, the cop and this girl that was next to me ended up at a Halloween party together. And the cop went up to her. They ended up going out together. And now they're married.
What?
Isn't that the most insane story ever?
I'm thinking like an older cop, a young girl. So he was a young cop.
Yeah, he was a young cop. So then he went up to her at this Halloween party and was like, what's up, Usain Bolt? And she was like, wait, what are you talking about? And he was like, you know, the van experience. And she was like, oh my gosh.
What?
Phoenix, biggest, smallest city on earth.
It really is. What the hell?
It turned into a love story. Wow.
Happy little family. How many kids they got?
Oh, they got zero. They hate kids just like me.
Good for them, I guess.
Plus, their mom's a felon. You know what I mean? If they did have kids. So isn't that just like a wild
what
story?
What an amazing. That's the definition of like worth getting locked up for.
Yeah, she was like, well, I guess it's worth it. I found a hubby.
Yeah, she found her man.
Catch me if you can. Oops, I fell. Ladies, if you're unlucky in love, and you know, it's hard to find a guy out there, try to outrun a cop.
Right. And it works every time because you can't.
Yeah. I love it.
602-805-0101.
And let's tap in with Robert and Chandler. All right, Rob, what's your story?
Yeah, thanks. So years ago, me and my buddies were in college at Georgetown.
Uh-huh.
And the D.C. area. And I don't know if you know, like, you know, the area around the White House. I mean, there's a lot of cool bars where, you know, a lot of the, you know, congressional interns.
Yeah.
Stuff right. like that hang yeah, out.
It's a stressful job. You need a bar.
Or two.
Yeah, definitely. So we were bar hopping around National Mall, drinking. And we were between bars. And I really, really had to take a piss badly.
Ew, I hate that phrase.
There's obviously, you know, it just got redone with blue paint, but like the reflecting pool in front of the Washington Monument.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
That became like my urinal.
You pissing out there?
Yeah, I did. So I was taking a leak, and my buddies didn't warn me, but this bike cop, like, rolled up on
me.
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah.
I assume it's pretty guarded around,
who knew
right?
There were cops in the D.C. area. And I ended up going to jail, and these guys had to come in and spring me, which was no fun.
That'll break you free.
Yeah, get you on the slammer.
So I'm doing some research. You can get up to 90 days in jail in D.C. if you, like, go to the bathroom in public, and especially in the Monument area. Now, I have been. I'm not sure if you two have, but in that whole area, it's kind of a party at night. I've seen, like, people drinking on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and it's very, you know, out there, but to go to the bathroom in the reflection pool is...
Self-awareness.
Yeah, that's where they draw the line. Yeah.
I don't know. I will say, as your friend, I would kind of let you go. Like, if Joey was doing that, I'd be like, no. Let him go right here.
But you're bailing him out, though, right?
Yeah, you got to bail him out. You guys went to Georgetown, so y'all got money. I know that. That's a smart school.
Yeah, my friends practically, like, made a lane for the bike cop to come in and, like, see it. So.
Just pointing at you.
Yeah. Right there, get him.
He did it.
That's what your friends would do. They'd be like, yeah, right here. He's right here.
Yeah. Worth it, though?
Totally worth it.
Oh, man, you say that now.
With years to look back on, yeah.
That's funny. All right, you still friends with these guys, these idiots?
Oh, definitely.
That's all right. Crazy, man.
Well, no peeing on any other national monuments, okay? Don't go peeing on the Liberty Bell or anything. Don't get any ideas. Let's see if you can pee on the crack.
Yeah.
Ready?
Off the Philly neck.
Aim. $1
splash
each.
Back at you.
Oh, okay, it's enough out of JD.
No, that's enough.
You said it.
All right, thanks for the call, Robbie.
Thank you.
602-805-0101. Was it worth it? Getting locked up? Was that jail time worth it? Your story is more of them up next. Morning Mass. Don't move, y'all.